Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day. On Yom Chamishi, the 27th day of the month of Av. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. One brief note, it's been a privilege and an honor for me to host this amazing program for nearly a year and a half. Beginning tomorrow, I will be away for the next 2 weeks. I would like to thank in advance a number of my wonderful colleagues, Rabbi Edgar Posey, Rabbi Phil Karish, and Rabbi David Pardo, who will be graciously filling in during my absence, and I look forward to returning back to the airways with each of you on Monday, August 23rd. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Natatia Shigit of the Shar HaShemayim Synagogue in Forest Hills, New York, the Shir Debre Chizik, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Shigit slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130. And it will be followed by the Mishaberach, the Cholim, and the Achenu. I just received an email from one of our loyal listeners who have been with us since the beginning, asking if everyone today could please have in mind and keeping their tefillot, Chana Fega Bat Miriam. Again, Chana Fega Bat Miriam is very much in need of all of our tefillot today. She's in dire need of our tefillot, so please have in mind Chana Fega Bat Miriam. Bechavot, with great honor, Rabbi Shigit.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. I appreciate and the honor of being here and addressing your chashuv kehila of listeners. I wanted to talk a little bit today about preparation for Elul. Elul, we know it's one of the things that it stands for is Ani LeDodi, the Dodi Li. I am for my beloved, and my beloved is for me. So Elul is a great time to become closer to Hashem, because that's the way that we do tshuva. The ultimate way of doing tshuva is through being closer to Hashem and doing tshuva out of ahava. So I just wanted to say a couple words about that. That in the everyday daily, we recite the morning blessings. And one of the brachot is Asher Natan Lashef Vibina Lavrin Benyom Uven Maila. So it's that we bless Hashem that He gave the rooster the ability to distinguish between day and night. So thank Hashem that the rooster wakes us up in the morning. However, in the Chumash of Rabbi Eli Monk, he brings the Chidushei Rim, and he says the word Shechvi, which we usually interpret as rooster, can also mean the heart of man. So thus, the blessing's meaning becomes, we bless Hashem that He gave the heart of man the ability to distinguish between day and night. Meaning we thus thank Hashem for giving us freedom of choice daily. Freedom to choose between day, which is an allegory to doing good, and freedom to choose night, which is an allegory to do evil or evil itself. So in this week's parasha, the Torah says in Re'eh, Hashem says, see that I place before you a blessing and a curse. The blessing that you observe the mitzvah. So why does the Torah say the blessing that you observe the mitzvah? It should say the blessing if you observe the mitzvah. So we would think that when a person, he does the mitzvah, so he gets a blessing, he gets wealth, he gets good health, he gets all of the good things. That's true. But there's another understanding is that doing the blessings in itself, doing the mitzvot in itself is a bracha in itself. For instance, a person who does the Shabbat, he enjoys being with the family, connecting with Hashem, connecting with the community. So doing the mitzvot in itself is the bracha in itself. So we just have to be able to see it. So we can see that everything that Hashem presents before us, we can choose to see it as a blessing or the opposite. So therefore, every situation that we're in, we choose to see it as good or as bad. So we can see that every situation, or we can see the good in people, we can see the good in ourselves as well. So we see this also in Pirkei Avot. It says, who is the wealthy person? The person who is happy with his lot. So the wealthy person isn't someone who has a particular situation. It's a person who chooses to be happy. So basically, it's in our hands to choose to be happy or not. So in Shir HaShirim, it's interesting. It talks about, it says, Yishakenim in Shikot Pihu Ki Tovim Dodecha Miyayin. It means, it says, kiss me with the kisses of your mouth because your love is greater than wine. So what is that to those kisses? It's interesting that the Vilna Gaon explains that the kisses are when Hashem spoke with Klal Yisrael, when he gave the Ten Commandments, we heard two commandments directly from him. It was Anochi Hashem, I am Hashem, and that implanted in our hearts the Torah. And it says, Lo yeh lecha, don't have any other gods. It was, the Yetzer Hara was removed from us. So those are the kisses that Hashem gives us. But it says, Ki tovin dodecha miyayin, your belovedness is better than mine. And with this I'll conclude, it says that your belovedness, what is your belovedness? Your belovedness is the connection to Hashem, being close to Hashem. And what does wine mean? Wine means the pleasure of this world. There was once a person, he said, how come you're such a great, how come you're greater than your compatriots, your peers? So he said, because I spent more on oil than they spent on wine, meaning that I spent more on learning Torah using the oils for the candles than they spent on wine, which is the wine that they used for pleasures. So the Torah is not against pleasure. On the contrary, what the Torah has that we should enjoy. We should enjoy life, and we should. But the pleasures that Hashem gives us, it's not just spiritual pleasures, but we're taking the physical pleasures and using them for a purpose. We're taking the physical pleasures and using them to connect to Hashem. So that's the idea of the Torah, to take these physical pleasures and make them into spirituality. By saying a bracha, we become connected to Hashem, we elevate the food. So that's an example. So the idea is re'eh, in this parasha, we should always see the good in ourselves, see the good in the situation, see the good in the mitzvahs themselves, see the kindness that Hashem does. And sometimes a person, they look at the negative. So it might be a good exercise for a person to write down five good things that they have every day before, let's say, you know, they open up their, they start their work, by writing these five things and putting it in front of them, it can help them have a more positive day. Everybody should be blessed. Everybody should have good health, good parnasa, and anyone who needs shidduchim should have good, should find the shidduchim, and whatever they need, they should have, they should find. So now we'll recite the Tehillim. So I believe the first one is 20. So let's say it together. Lam netzeach mizmor l'dabriyancha Adonai b'yom tzara Yisagiveni shem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach ezecha mikodesh U'mitzion yisad e'echa Yizkor kol minchotecha Ve'olotecha yidashenu sela Yiten lecha kilvevecha V'chol atzatecha yimale Niranina b'yishuatecha U'shem Eloheinu nidgol Yimelei Adonai kol mishlotecha Ata yadati ki oshia Adonai mishicho Ya'anehu mishmei kodesho Bigvurot yesha Yimino Ele barechev ve'ele basusim Vanachnu b'shem Adonai Nehenu nazkir Hema kar'u v'nafalu Vanachnu kamnu b'nei todad Adonai hoshia ha'melech ya'anehu b'yom kodeenu. Next one is 23. Okay, means more le David. Adonai Elohi Lo'etza, Binodeshe Yabitzeni Amen Menuchot Yanachaleni, Nafshi Yishovev Yanchaini, Bimaklei Tzelik Lema'an Shemo, Gam Kilev Begitza Mavet, Lo Ira Ra, Ki Ata Imadi, Shivtecha Mishantava, Heme Yanachamuni, Taruk Lefana Yishuchen Negitzul, Adishantava Shemin Roshi Kosulevaya, Achtov V'chesed Yedifuni, Kol Yimechai V'shamti Bevetem Rai Le'orech Yamim. Next to Helen is Kuf Kaf Shir Hamalot En Adonai Betrati Nikarati Vaneni Adonai Hatzila Nafshi Mishpat Sheker Min Shon Remia Ma Yitena Uma Yosif Lach Lishon Remia Chitzei Gibor Shinunim Im gafleret amim o yali ki gati meshech shachanti im ahane kedar rabat shachan ala nafshi im tone shalom ani shalom ve ki adaber hema laminchama. I think I made a mistake. I think it was supposed to say kuf kaf aleph. So let's say kuf kaf aleph.
Nothing wrong with saying some extra tehillim. We'll take it.
Thank you so much.
Please proceed.
Shir Hamalot Yisrael Na'aleim Ma'anyo Boizli Ezrim Yim Adonai Yose Shemaim Va'aret Ayitem Lamot Raglecha Ayanum Shomecha Hine Lo Yanum Velo Yishan Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shomecha Adonai Tzilecha Liyad Yeminecha Yomam Rishemesh Lo Yikeke Ve'ech Balala Adonai Shmocha Mikmola Yishmo Yilapshecha Adonai Shmo Tzetcha Ve'echa Metavir Lam. Okay, last thing, I think it's Kuf Lamed Shir Hamalot Mama Kim Kasif Adonai Shemad Bekoli Taf Tehyena Alos Necha Kashuvot Lekon Tachanonai Im Abonot Tishmoria Adonai Miyamod Ki Im Chaskenicha Leman Tore Ki Viti Adonai Ki Ta Nafshi Lidvaro Havchalti Nafshi Il Adonai Mishomim Laboke Shomim Laboke Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Ki Im Adonai Chesed Ve'arba Harbe Imo Pedud Ve'huyit If they had Israel, Mikol Avonotav. Okay, so now I believe we say the Mishabach. Mishabach. So we're gonna. I believe we say the Mishabach, and then I'm gonna wait a couple, about 20 seconds, and then we will continue the rest of the Mishabach. When we say the Mishabach, so insert your names that you want to pray for Rifuah Shlema or any other good thing, and then we will continue. Misha Barach Rabbeinu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron Shlomo, Hu Yivarech Yirpeh Et Kol Chole Amecha Beit Yisrael. For Konamitz Vosh, Akanish Baruch Hu, Yemele Rachamim, Aleihem Behachimem Rufu and Uz Hazikem Ul Achiotam Bishlaf Lahem Mehera Rafoshlema Minishamayim Liramaf Ebrahim Shesagidem and Arfanahem and Arfanahem and Arfanahem Tenahem Echotamim. וכל משל ליבם לטובה בתוך שאר כל ישראל ובתוך כל כל ישראל שצריכים עזרה ביושע ברפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף השטב והגלב בזמן קריבים לא אמן אחינו כל בית ישראל הנתונים בצער ובשביה העומדים בין בים בין ביבשה המקום ירחם עליהם יוציאם מצער לברכה ומאפלה לאורה ומשיבוד לגאולה השתא בעגלה ובזמן קריב ונאמר אמן
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Shadrit. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need of the answer, Latova, for good, and to echo what you expressed just moments earlier, whatever it is that we may be praying for, may all of our tefillot be answered, Latova, for good. Please join our fantastic round robin of guest hosts over the next 2 weeks, beginning with my dear friend and colleague, Rabbi Yadir Puzi, who will be in the studio tomorrow on Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day. Looking forward to being back with all of you in 2 weeks. Have a great day.